You are listening to WMUC 90.5 FM. Welcome back to Third Rail Radio. I'm Sean, here in the studio with Rachel and Europa.
Hello.
We have such a great lineup today. First up, we'll have Daniel Allett. And then at 5 o'clock, we'll have Safe Word. I'm very excited. We've gotten a chance to talk to them right before the show. And they have such great energy. I'm so excited. We're going to play a quick PSA, then we'll play some local music and get on with the show.
Secondhand store for home goods and building materials. Shop sustainably for low-cost modern and vintage furniture, art, lumber, hardware, and more for your home or project. Moving out? Consider donating your reusable materials. Community Forklift is located 10 minutes from College Park down Route 1 in Hyattsville. Follow Community Forklift on Instagram to see the latest thrifted finds and visit www.communityforklift.org for salvage store hours.
Sad.
the department store trying to spend the worry away. Only went to convince them all that I'm okay. How much is it for a smile on my face? I don't know, I'm afraid. There's enough that's going on in our lives. Don't wanna tell my mom I'm not alright. She's tired enough by the end of the night. I'd rather me who never sleeps. Hit me again, I can take it. Bottle it up, now I'm shaking. But at least it's my heart that's breaking. The numbness inside, I can't fake it. Be aware of my flames, they'll be blazing. But at least it's my heart that's breaking. Keeping my head held high didn't work. Somehow in the last few months things got worse. Cycles of endless pain no one deserves. You'll never know how deep it hurt. Hit me again, I can take it. Bottle it up, now I'm shaking. But at least it's my heart that's breaking. Oh, the numbness inside, I can't fake it. Be aware of my flames, they'll be blazing. But at least it's my heart that's breaking. I'm just a kid. Why do I have to go through this? I'm just a kid. What did I do to deserve this? I'm just a kid. Without a dad, without a will. That's breaking. Oh, the numbness inside, I can't fake it. Beware of my flames, I'll be blazing. But at least it's my heart that's breaking. I'm still a kid.
always go talking, This next song is called Lustrous. Steps pass by whilst I fall. All things one never needs is at the costume shop. All things one never needs is at the wig shop. It's carnival, it's Halloween, a grand soiree, a masquerade. Who is that and who are you? Where am I in this room? One never needs is at the costume shop. All things one never needs is at the hat shop. All things one never needs is at the wig shop. All things one ever needs to make this star. Thank you. Could the music be louder, please? This next song is in honor of Bela Lugosi. He played Dracula in Dracula. Isn't that funny? Hope you enjoy it. Feel free to dance around at home.
Shame votre maison, j'aime votre château, j'adore la carte que vous porterez le soir. Je veux votre forteresse, je veux.
À ma fenêtre, chantez-moi une chanson de nuit. Venez chez moi et mordez-moi le soir.
Just for you. Is anybody here married? If you are, make sure you get presents. If you have a boyfriend, a girlfriend, whoever, this is for you. Happy Valentine.
Once you find fireworks inside of your heart and love-filled vows with shiny silver jewels, then every kitchen sink. Would you like to have a candlelight supper? Would you like a bottle of champagne? Is there a devil kind enough to bring you apples? Shan't you learn when it's time to scream? Las brujas encantadas me ven enamorado. Los magos bien sabios me dicen proverbios. Los diablos fantásticos me ofrecen manzanas. Y tú estarás bien dormido afuera de mí. Buy me a present. Once you find fireworks inside of your heart and love-filled vows with shiny silver jewels, then everything is promised with words of love. How about rubies in the backyard pool? Is there a devil kind enough to bring you apples? Is there a devil kind enough? Oh, is there a devil? Was called Devotion. This next song, I love to write songs about famous monster movie actors, so this song is called Vincent, and it's for Vincent Price. You know, he laughs in the song Thriller. He's wonderful in House on Haunted Hill. Feel free to scream or dance. Quiero es lo que necesito, es como un deseo, es sentir el escalofrío. Qué risa, Eduardo Mano Tijeras, el teatro de sangre, el mago asesino, el cuerpo y la mosca. Todo lo que quiero es lo que necesito, es como un deseo, es sentir el escalofrío. Thank you. come back, return, wait for me at the window, like a bird, like the stars, wait for you in the fog. Come again, reappear, dance in the corner of the room, like a vine, like the seas, wait for you in the fog. Could you see what there is when there isn't what there was? Will you be what there was when there wasn't what there is? Come here, restore, stand by the edge of the forest, like an owl, like the leaves, wait for you by the river. Could you see what there is when there isn't what there was? Will you be what there was when there wasn't what there is? Like a bird, like the stars, wait for you in the fog. Could you see what there is when there isn't what there was? Will you be what there was when there wasn't what there is? Would you happen to know?
I'm going to sing you a Cole Porter song now just because I want to. Oh no, I'm not, I lied. The song is for introverts. I'd rather just stay home.
I think I'll stay. I'll stay in bed all day. I think I'll read this book about monsters. I think I'll stay in bed all day. I think I'll stay. I'll stay in the house all day. I think I'll wait for blue skies to turn gray. I think I'll stay in the house all day. If you bust my window, you know where I'll be. If you need company, please don't call me. If you go out, go on, go free. I'll be working on macrame. Plenty of painting, perhaps crochet. Sometimes you're just busy. I think I'll stay. I'll stay on the couch all day. I think I'll watch Wolfman on Frankenstein Day. I think I'll stay on the couch all day. The front door is locked. with me inside. I'll think of you fondly, we laughed, we cried. My telephone is broken, my car has died. I love you more when I'm lying in bed. We won't catch up, get that out of your head. I think I'll stay in bed all day. I think I'll stay in the house all day. I think I'll stay on the couch all day. I think I'll stay. I think I'll stay. I'll stay away.
Simple enough. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Now I'm going to sing you a cold water song, but I'm going to drink some water. How's everyone doing?
Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. She is sorry to be delayed, but last night down on Lover's Lane she strayed. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. When she woke up and found that her dream of love was gone, madam, she ran to the man who had led her so far astray. And from under her velvet gown, she drew her gun and shot her lover down. Madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Dragged her from the jail, madam. They hung her upon the old willow across the way. And the moment before she died, she lifted up her lovely head and cried, madam, Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today. Miss Otis regrets she's unable to lunch today.
I think she was framed, the poor dear. now I'm going to sing you my last song. Thank you so much for having me. This next song is all about escape routes in a monster movie. And I wrote it with Fun Never Starts.
If we hear a sound rumbling from the sea, if we hear a noise coming from the lab, if we run, I'll run faster, faster than you, to make my way out. And if you fall on your high heel, I will feel sorry I did not turn around. If we feel a zap coming from the sky, if we feel a jolt coming from the clouds, if we run, you'll run faster, faster than I, to make your way out. And if I fall on my high heel, you will feel sorry you did not turn around. There is no time to stay and decide about the monster. It's time to burn this village to the ground. If we run, we'll run faster, faster than them, to make our way out. And if they fall on their high heels, we will feel sorry we did not turn around. We will feel sorry that we did not turn around. We will feel sorry.
Thank you so very much. My name is Daniel Ballett. You can find me all over the place. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. We're back in the studio with Daniel Ouellette. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
Of course.
Yeah.
I've got to ask, a big recurring theme is monster movies.
Yes,
in your set, what is your favorite?
Oh, my favorite character or my favorite movie?
Give us both.
My favorite character is Mothra from the Godzilla kaiju films. My favorite monster movie, it might be Abbott and Costello Meets Frankenstein.
Because
I like a little humor with my monsters. I don't like it too gory.
I'm kind of the same. I can only do the slashers. I can't do anything big with like the paranormal and demons and ghosts. I can't do any of that. That freaks me out so much. I've never seen it. I'm too afraid to.
No it's.
Aside from like monster movies and all that, what are your main inspirations for your music and your sets and your just overall?
Well, when I was younger, I always loved watching sort of new wave artists. So, and cabaret kind of artists. So anyone from like the 1920s until now who is just a little bit colorful, a little bit interesting, a little bit, they just did what they wanted to do. So, I guess people like Grace Jones, Marlene Dietrich, Earth Kitt, mm-hmm. Annie Lennox, mm-hmm. Cyndi Lauper, so sort of a little bit of colorfulness on stage, some performance, as far as themes and songs, yeah, the monsters, but also things like absurdity, loneliness, things that kind of strike me in society. Like the song you sang about the monster movie, Escape, is really kind of a song about sometimes how I see life, how, well, as long as I'm okay, who really cares what happens to someone else kind of attitude, which is hard to take, you know, especially when sometimes you open up the, you know, you look at whatever's got on in the day and you're like, oh my God. So themes, disappointment, but with humor, laughter is always good too. You know, a little bit of every sort of emotion along with sort of, absurd interpersonal relationships.
Love that.
Yeah.
Would you ever create the score for a monster movie? Are you into like film scoring and stuff like that? I this one was really weighing on me.
You know, at one point, yes. I don't, like, lately I've been really just sort of into singing. Not even to like, I don't love playing instruments in front of people because I'm clumsy, but singing part I can do. But I, you know, if I was given an ample amount of time and I didn't have to rush at it, yes. Yes, sure. Definitely.
Going off of that, what would be the ideal monster movie that you would want to create the score or soundtrack for?
Some kind of Toho movie, like a Godzilla film or a I mean, the MonsterVerse films are very big budget Hollywood, and they're okay. And but any kind of giant monster, or maybe something quirky, you know, like a humor monster film, like I was saying earlier, something sort of funny. But I think maybe a Godzilla film would be fun.
Very cool. I wanted to ask about your set. I know you built, did you build your set that you brought today?
I did.
Okay, can you talk a little more about that?
Sure. So, when I started performing, somewhere along the way I started doing video and mixing it with stage sets. So, again, based off of, you know, monster movies, Halloween, these types of things. But sometimes I just do it so it looks rather Victorian, which I like that sort of look. I know that I like the Victorian times, but I like the look of it. Yeah. But I like to paint. When I started college all those years ago, I started out as an art major. So painting, printmaking, anything of that sort, drawing. And I like to collaborate, so I've worked with others on these types of things. Sometimes I make my own album covers or single covers. But sometimes I mix it with video, so I'll have the stage set, and they'll be moving. It might even be just the music video I made, or it will be something totally unrelated that will be moving in the background.
Mm-hmm. Kind of building off of that, what is, like, your definition of a good performance? How do you make, aside from, like, all that, how do you make your performances as engaging as you can? Because obviously
you want to be confident. Everybody's there. We're all there together. So somebody who makes the show about all of us. I get really, like, you can have, you know, everybody, you know, I sometimes do a show with just a computer and my microphone, or a drum machine and a microphone, but you can really, you have to be engaging with the audience. Even if it feels like they're not into it, you'll make them into it. Whoever doesn't want to be there will leave. So a performer who is confident, not sorry that they're there. Even if something goes on, you don't, you know, it's your moment and it's our moment all together. You know, it's all of our moment and all of these moments that move. Life moves like a camera or like a, you know, clip, clip, clip like that. So that's a moment where we're all together. So make it the best moment we can. So a good performance, because you never know when the electricity might go out or a speaker stops working. Just keep going. Just keep performing. You have to just keep doing it. And don't be sorry on stage. It's just like Julia Child said with cooking. If you try and you give this to people and it may not be right, don't say sorry, because you tried your best for them.
Exactly.
And a good audience member knows it's part of them too. It's not just the performer's show. It's all of our show. Mm-hmm. You know, showing up late for a performance to me is like the worst thing you could do if you're the performer. You know, if you're 2 hours late, then everyone should get their money back.
You're a very visual person with your work. Are you big on the stage as well? You mentioned a little bit how you create the art, but do you ever act, or did you find yourself in theater growing up?
I was in a musical once for a friend, but I don't love it. I'm not good at it, which is very funny, but like this idea that if you do one thing, you might be good at another. I think because I'm in charge, it's easy for me to do that. But to do like a I've never really tried it because I don't feel comfortable acting, oddly enough, even though sometimes it passes over. For some people, they can do both. I don't know that I'm that good at it, but I've only done it once.
Would you ever be open to tapping back into it?
I don't know. Right now, no. But I don't know. Maybe in the future. Yeah. Right now, I just kind of want to go around singing my absurd songs for people.
The worst.
Yeah.
You kind of already touched on that, but would you ever direct your own musical?
I'm going to go with I don't know. It would have to come to something that really interests me. I did once write, I guess it was a short film, short musical screenplay, where it was all about traveling across country and getting to one of those award shows to get an award. But no one was listening to the music, so I had to stop in and break into homes and just sing for people. Like, make them listen. You have to listen to this. And then at the end, sort of, but there were holes in the plot. So, but it was sort of going across country, making people listen to me sing wherever. And then at the end, sort of running into an award show and stealing the award. You know, I guess that would be years later, Kanye West tried something like that. I'm not sure. You know, that kind of thing where you're just like, hey. So that's a long-winded answer. I don't know, but probably not.
Gotcha.
I'm very curious, how many languages do you know? I saw you kind of shuffling in and out throughout your set.
So I speak English, but I also speak... Since I was 14, I've spoken Spanish. And then in that part, I learned to communicate well enough in French. So I'm going to say 3... at best, and then you can kind of fake Italian and Portuguese by reading anyway. But pero yo puedo hablar español. Yo era profesor antes cuando yo vivía en Massachusetts.
Oh, so,
very good.
Yeah.
Do you have any other projects you're working on right now? Anything you're in the works?
Well, I a song just came out like a couple weeks ago. It was the first song I sang, called Bewitchment. And I have an EP coming at Halloween time, of course. And as far as performances, I have nothing else coming yet. So I probably will wait until, well, then maybe something in the spring, whatever comes up. But I'm going to actively try to do some things in the fall because I don't like, I get seasonal depression in the summer because the summer is horrible to me. So I don't want to go outside at all. I'm just the opposite. So I don't want to go out in the summertime. So unless it's a really good, exciting event, I don't really want to perform in the summer. So maybe this spring, but definitely the fall.
It's amazing. Gotta know, what is your dream Halloween costume?
Well, it tends to always end up being some form of Dracula or some sort of vampire. I think that's basically it. Something like that. I will tell you quickly, when I was a very young boy in the long time ago, my parents went out and got us a Halloween costume, and instead of bringing me back Count Dracula, they brought me back a character called Vinnie Barbarino. Vinnie Barbarino was played by John Travolta. So are you aware of who he is?
Oh, yes.
Yes. So instead of Dracula, I was Vinnie Barbarino. I was John Travolta. They both had dark hair, I guess. Mm-hmm. They tried.
Yeah. He's just Saturday Night Fever to me. Yeah, every exactly, time I'm, yeah. I think yeah, John Travolta, like, he's yeah. Saturday Night yeah. Fever.
Exactly. I'm hoping somewhere in my mom's streaming this and she hears this now. And she goes, you had to mention that, didn't you?
All right, important question. Would you rather be a crab or a lobster, and why?
I'm from New England, so I'm going to say a lobster because they're far more elegant and they're more delicious. Although I don't eat them anymore, a lobster.
Okay.
They're pretty cool.
Very fair take.
Great.
Where can everybody find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram. Is it permissible to say the where?
Yeah, or you just can say Instagram? The name. You just can't be like, Follow me.
Right. You can see me on the Instagrams at Daniel Ouellette Artist. I am also on the YouTube with my name, Daniel Ouellette, and Bands in Town is where I put my performances. So those are the places. There's one of those link trees somewhere.
Okay.
All right, that was Daniel Ouellette. We can't thank you enough for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, all three.
Take a little break to play some more local music, and then we'll have Safe Word in just a few minutes.
I made my choice. That part of my life is over.
Hey, it's never too late.
What did you just say?
It's never too late, it's never too late for now. Yesterday's dreams are gone, but today I'm singing this song. 'Cause it's never too late, it's never too late for now.